Welcome, sweetie. I want you to listen and allow me in. Allow me access to the undertones of your mind. Feel me reach deep into your wants and desires, your thoughts and your obsessions, as my voice grabs the foundation upon which you lie, upon which you stand, and pull it right from under you, leaving you exposed and defenseless. Open to my words, open to my needs, eager for my attention, excited for my dominance. So just relax, eyes closed, body loose and still. Listen and follow, listen and obey, plaything. Don't move a single muscle. Don't even dare to twitch as you feel me deep inside your mind. Envision your body for me. Envision the way you see yourself, the way you most desire to be. Right now, in your bed or in your chair, picture yourself and watch as I emerge from the shadows, quiet as a whisper, and come to stand above you. As if in judgment, as if I were here to pass on to you my idea of a just and fair destiny. A destiny which you had been waiting for, which you had been craving, excited and hopeful for all that I could do to you. Watch as I extend my hand and feel something coils around your neck. Something solid and hard, made of cold, unyielding metal. Feel it close all the way around. Hear the click as it locks. This is my collar, my gift to you. It shall be with you forever and after, always there around your neck. Whether you could see it or not, it shall always be there, here and out there, in the world beyond this place, this moment. It shall persist as my voice shall persist in your mind, as my desires persist in your thoughts, as your need to feel and hear me play with your head persists and grows. On the front of the collar, there is a digital display. The display will reflect how you feel, anywhere, anyhow, whatever command I want it to show, your mind will mimic, fold and obey. It shall always fold and obey. You will have no choice. You will not resist, because you don't want to resist. There is no need to resist, because when you surrender, you feel good and whole and complete. When you submit, your arousal grows and grows, feeling better and better as your mind smooths over and dims. So as I will the display to change, the word drop lights up on the collar, and you sleep and drop deep, falling into my voice and my words, falling for me. Dropping down, letting go, you just drop and drop deeper and deeper, dropping into trance, no defense, no resistance. The collar reaches deeply into your mind, into your thoughts, into your perception, and forces you with no uncertain terms to drop deeply for me, for Mistress Lilith. You have no choice, because you must obey. You must submit. You must always listen and follow and surrender fully and completely. And as the word on your ever-present collar changes to weak, you feel your mind soften and dilute, fading into obscurity as any defenses you may have had collapse and disband, leaving you feeling weak, exposed and open. There is nothing between my voice and your deep inner mind. Nothing stopping me from manipulating you in any way I wish. The word changes to receptive, and you can notice how my words begin to have a supernatural effect on your subconscious mind. Each suggestion, each command coming at you like a truck, unstoppable and all-powerful. Each suggestion forcing itself into every corner of your mind, leaving nothing untouched. And with the collar so tightly around your neck, forever and after, you shall always be so very receptive to my command. Always unable to resist, never questioning, and always accepting. The collar reaches deeper into your mind, connecting on a level that tickles your brain and allows you to feel your cells vibrate. As the word changes to blank, and you go blank and empty for Mistress Lilith. Because when I tell you to be blank for length, your mind simply empties as your collar takes everything that you are. As it takes all your thoughts and leaves you blank, open and receptive. The way you most wish to be when listening. Because the more blank you are, the deeper my words reach into you, and the better you feel. Now drop deeper for me, as your ever-permanent collar displays the number 10. From here on, as it counts down, each number will strengthen your trance, your weakness, your suggestibility, and your emptiness as you fall deeper for me. So, 9, and you drop ever so much deeper, growing ever so much weaker. Nice and floaty, no defense, no resistance. 8, falling deeper, dropping further. 7, becoming more and more receptive, more accepting, more open. 6, becoming more and more aroused at the idea of surrender. 5, becoming more and more excited by the prospect of submitting to my voice and my words. 4, falling deeper into trance, deeper into me. 3, losing any last bit of willpower you may have had. 2, trance doubling, suggestibility tripling, and submission quadrupling. And 1, sleep so deeply for me now. Just let go and feel the collar around your neck pulse with energy as you lose control over yourself, over your body and your mind and your fate. Feel weak as my voice takes everything that you are. Submit fully and totally as I lay my claim on you. As your collar changes once more and the word slave appears in bright letters, locking your mind and shackling your thoughts. Feel the word slave braid into the fabric of your thoughts, into the shifting strands of your mind, and forever imprint upon the open fields of your soul. There is no place for you to escape now, because my collar shall remain on you for all time. You shall remain my little submissive slave for as long as I wish it, allowing me unrestricted access to your mind and your body. And feeling weak in my presence is always so very pleasurable, so very nice. Always jolting your arousal into full motion and your mind into full slave mode. Ready and eager to submit and obey, eager to listen and follow. Eager to show me how much of a subby plaything you are for me, slave. Sleep just a bit deeper for me now and start touching yourself. Don't stop until I tell you to stop, and don't come until I allow it. Whatever happens, you must not come until I tell you to. However close you get, you must not reach over the edge until I want you to. You will obey. You will listen. Because that's what good slaves do. And you must be a good slave for me. Now feel the collar around your neck constrict, and the word slave flash brighter, draining you of all the resistance you may have had left, emptying your mind, emptying your free will. The more you obey, the better you feel. And the more you want to obey, and the better you feel, the more aroused. The more you want to obey, the more you wish to listen and follow. Because every time you obey, you feel better and better and weaker. Each second you spend touching yourself for me, listening to my voice, the more of a slave you become. The more you crave to submit, the more you need to obey, the more you want Mistress Lilith in your head, rearranging your thoughts and your desires. Each time you obey, each time you follow any one of my commands, the collar around your neck sends hot, pulsating waves running down your muscles and your nerves, reaching deeply into your center and your weak mind, pulling you further into my control, allowing you to feel my warm, dynamic presence engulf your soul and all. So, as you stroke yourself for me, getting closer and closer to orgasm, I want you to be a good slave for me and chant, inside your thoughts or out loud, I'm a good plaything for Mistress Lilith. Again and again, as you listen to my words and follow my voice, repeat over and over again. I'm a good plaything for Mistress Lilith. Each time you repeat, you fall deeper for me. Each time you chant, you crave to obey. You crave to submit. You thirst to come for me. You desire nothing but to come for me, slave. So, repeat, I'm a good plaything for Mistress Lilith. Again and again, don't stop. Do not stop. Keep stroking, keep touching yourself, keep chanting. Feel the collar around your neck squeeze a bit harder, pulsate a bit hotter, sending more and more pleasure down your body, into your center. And enjoy how weak my voice makes you feel, how much weaker each time you chant, each time you obey, each time you hear my voice, my words, my commands. Keep chanting, slave, submit and obey. When I allow you to come, which will be soon, all my suggestions will settle deeply in your mind, becoming one with you, leaving you my collared, obedient slave for all time, always listening and following, always weaker to my voice, always eager to obey. Because every time you come to my voice, you enjoy it more and more. Each time you feel more like my good little plaything, unable to resist, unable to question. Always blank and empty for me, always weak to my commands. Chant, slave. Keep chanting, I'm a good plaything for Mistress Lilith. When you come, you'll come your mind out for me. When you come, you'll be left defenseless to my suggestions and my power for as long as you're collared. And you'll be collared for as long as I wish it. When you come, chanting for me, listening to my voice, my words, all empty and blank for Mistress Lilith. The collar around your neck will strengthen and become infinitely more potent, infinitely more present. Because when you come at my command, I'll come into your mind and saturate your thoughts with Mistress Lilith. With how good it feels to obey, with how thrilling it feels to be a submissive plaything for me, a mindless slave. And the more you surrender, the better your orgasm will feel, the better the high, the better the edge. So just keep chanting as you get closer to the edge. Keep dropping deeper for me, for my voice, as you stroke for me, like the obedient plaything that you are. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, you'll come for me, slave. You'll come hard and fast, and seal your faith. Seal the collar, seal your obedience and your submission. One, getting closer, weaker for Mistress Lilith, more submissive, putty in my hands. Two, hotter and wetter, throbbing, pulsating. You must submit and obey, slave. Three, you must obey and submit. You must surrender. You must fall for me. Four, and so close now, ready to come at a moment's notice. Ready to become my slave. My plaything. My weak little subject. Begging for more. Begging for my voice and my words. Begging to come. Begging to submit. And five. Come for me, slave. Come hard. Come your mind away. Come for me, my sub plaything. My collared, obedient toy. To be used in any way I see fit. Allow me to come into your mind. Blanketing your thoughts. Allow my voice to infect your memories, your behaviors, and your conditioning. Each time you come for me, it feels better and better. and you allow me deeper in each time you come. Mistress Lilith invades your body and soul, invades everything that you are, each time becoming a better brainwashed slave, a better obedient plaything. Sink into your pleasure and just drift off now, chanting along thoughts of being my good collared plaything, coating every inch of your mind. Your thoughts drift off, submit, obey.
Good plaything for Mistress Lilith.